This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the World Body's General Assembly Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of coronavirus, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and the World Health Organization should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. Trump has been harshly criticized for his handling of the pandemic, including from some former officials of his own administration. President Trump, in a campaign rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Tuesday evening, mocked his Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden for wearing a face mask in public. Trump said, "Why did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask?" President Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. President Trump says he plans to announce on Saturday his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, said Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm Trump's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden called on the next president, whoever wins the election, to pick the Supreme Court nominee. Via remote, this is VOA News.